Daily Light, April the 15th, morning. Their Redeemer is strong. For I know how many are your transgressions, and how great are your sins. I have granted help to one who is mighty. Lord, your Saviour, and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob, mighty to save, able to keep you from stumbling. Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Is my hand shortened that it cannot redeem? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Their Redeemer is strong. Jeremiah 50:34. And Amos 5:12. Psalm 89:19. Isaiah 49:26. Isaiah 63:1. Jude 1:24. Romans 5:20. John 3:18. Hebrews 7:25. Isaiah 50:2. Romans 8:35, 38, and 39. Daily Light, April the 15th, evening. And do you seek great things for yourself? Seek them not. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. Now there is great gain in godliness with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. I have learned, in whatever situation I am, to be content. And do you seek great things for yourself? Seek them not. Jeremiah 45:5. And Matthew 11:29. Philippians 2:5-8. Matthew 11:30. 1 Peter 2:21. 1 Timothy 6:6-8. And Philippians 4:11.